welcome back to Embodied Millions. This is Danielle Moirgraf. And last week we talked a little bit about being in recovery of the sacred feminine, that we are in recovery. And for those of us who are in recovery, I thought it would be really cool to just briefly touch on what recovery might feel like or look like. So number one, if you are in recovery, you know it because you require or desire more space, right? So that just means it could mean taking up more space. It could mean you actually want more physical space around you. It could be that you need more space in responses, like someone to ask you a question and you need more space in order to really process, integrate before you respond, right? All the ways that you think of space, you need more of it. Okay. Another thing that would identify you as someone who is in recovery, you require less noise, more quiet. You have to shut out all the consumption, maybe social media, maybe gossipy friends, maybe being in loud, noisy places, maybe in, you know, maybe TV or, you know, binging. You need more, you just need more quiet. You need more, you want to come back into yourself. You want to be able to hear yourself. And so you have this desire to be in more silence or softness around that. Okay. All right. Next one. Softness, which I just mentioned, is a indicator that you are most likely in recovery or are craving recovery. Softness is, it can look like you are letting down your guard, maybe a guard that you didn't even know was up of protection in favor of more connection. So you're craving more connection, but you're noticing when you have a bid for connection, you're still in protection. You're defensive. You're at arm's length. You're suspicious, right? But you're noticing that and you're slowly letting that guard down. You are embracing more vulnerability, speaking from the heart. Again, if you're a survivor, you're probably a hardcore bitch. And I don't mean bitch in a bad way, right? Like you are boundaried and you might even be bordered. You know, you are intense. You are, you know, you might want to be called to soften those parts of you, right? Soften those parts of you. So there's a softness, right? That, and listen, the softness is also in the body, right? Like the softness of, I don't want to carry this all on my shoulders, right? I want to lighten the load, right? I want to feel softer, not have to keep up the energy of the hard and the protection and the defensive, right? So the softening. Maybe there's more of a softness in your voice. Maybe there's more of a softness in the way you dress. Maybe there's more of a softening in your face, right? Just the muscles in your face, in your body, right? We're not having to hold the rigidity and the contraction as long or as fiercely. So that is a sign. Those are some signs that you're either craving recovery or are already in recovery on some level. Another indicator that you might be in a sacred feminine recovery, right? In a reclamation of your beingness, is that you understand, you have this real clear understanding that you're not racing to get there anymore, because you realize getting there is a trap that keeps you on a hamster wheel. And so there is a softening, right? A real softening in the, or maybe, and it is a softening, but it's an acceptance. It's a surrender of, oh, I'm going to be on the journey. And I'm going to start being in presence on the journey to make every moment as prosperous and exciting as I want. Right. So it's not about getting there. It's about how can I fall in love with the process? How can I really be in myself? How can I really feel this sense of deep inhale, exhale, relief, settling in, you know, that settling in feeling. And that's another way that we know we're in recovery. And we also know that there's leadership in this, that we are sacred feminine leaders. We are, you know, if you're a sacred feminine leader, you are definitely a visionary leader. So you're a visionary. You believe in the unseen. You are clear that you have gifts in this world that would make the world a better place. You have information and intel that comes from spirit source, some other place that you couldn't possibly know. And it comes through you. You have this ability to innovate ideas and know things that just make sense to you, and you're, and people catch on, and it's like, yes, that makes sense, right? All of that. So I want to just shift for a second and talk about sacred money. So we have over 100 women who are registered for sacred money, which is the workshop happening on March 22nd. And, you know, one of the things that is blatantly clear to me is that when we are striving to make money, right, when that is the end result, when you are a sacred feminine leader, which is also part of recovery. So we're shifting a little to talk about it like this, but this is not, it's all in this, under the same umbrella of recovery. This idea that we are not transactional. We are transformational beings, right? We want transformation. We want growth. We're here because we're spirit seekers. We are explorers of ourselves. We are, right? We just really are in it for the expansion. And listen, we're a tight group. We get when we know each other, we speak the same language. You know, we are a community of women who, you know, far and wide, in some cases, in most cases, I think have experienced trauma that I believe has ignited even more deeply this gift that we're all born with, right? And so when we're striving for, right, the better life, you know, there can be a lot of conflicting beliefs around it. And so what I have found is when we're striving for home, freedom, self-expression, great quality of life, vacations with the family, that creates more of a manifestation and more quickly than when we're just focused on money. We get really caught up in the frustration of the money, right? Like it becomes transactional, even for ourselves. And so when we are doing sacred feminine recovery around money or around making more money or around really running our businesses through our bodies, a body-led business, it is really potent to be connecting to the idea, connecting to the feeling of what are we using this money for? What are we creating? What are we manifesting this money for? And a sacred feminine leader really creates a next level responsibility and understanding of her own worthiness and deservability, because then she is filled up and she is energetically congruent in harmony with, on the highest of levels, this sense of wealth and joy and bliss and flow. And so if that speaks to you, right, to want to energetically upgrade your subconscious programming, your conditioning, and really start to develop more of a relationship that feels like it's in recovery when it comes to money, manifesting more money, then I want to encourage you to get your ticket to Sacred Money. And let's start moving in that direction, because that will be part of our work together. And it's potent work. It's really potent work, and will create for you a sense of reclamation around your own riches. And that is in itself very powerful. And I feel complete. And so we will see you all next Tuesday. Can't wait to pick up this conversation, because there's so much more that needs to be shared in your Sacred Feminine recovery.